I had the great privilege recently to participate in a retreat with the Venerable Anallio. So this evening, I'd like to share with you a guided meditation on cultivating well-being, which is inspired by his instructions on mindfulness of breathing. So to begin, find a comfortable position that's both upright and relaxed. Let your eyes close. Settling into being right here. And we're aware of the body. And we let the mind rest in the body, just as the body rests on the chair or on the cushion. Having come into this meditation hall, we find some degree of physical seclusion. And now the invitation is to establish mental seclusion. So we leave all of our concerns, cares, worries, duties, and responsibilities outside in the vestibule where the shoes are. No need for them here. You can pick them up later. And then he would say, "And now it's time to meditate." So, in whatever posture you've chosen for this meditation, let your head be suspended from a thread from above. And then the whole rest of the body relaxing downward. And letting go of any tensions you may have as best you can, dropping them down into the earth. And continuing with this embodied practice of mindfulness. We give some attention now to the spine, starting at the base of the spine and moving up one vertebra at a time, aligning and relaxing. And now, as we've straightened the body, we undertake straightening the mind. And by that, we mean aiming the mind straight into the present, knowing that the past is gone and the future doesn't yet exist. And the only place where we can really be alive is in the present moment, right here, right now. So the mind is resting in the body and it's aiming straight at the present moment. No need for anything else. It's useful to begin by establishing our motivation to come and practice meditation. Our deepest intention of why we're here. Maybe something as simple as dedicating my life to a path of ending suffering for myself and for all beings. So take a moment to formulate in your own mind what your heart's intention is. So letting our awareness rest in the present moment, we can settle on the breath. But before we do so, the invitation is to explore how the mind feels when mindfulness is the predominant quality of the mind. Awareness, the purity of awareness. What's the texture of the mind when mindfulness predominates? Not going after thoughts or ideas and not pushing things away either. Just being here for our lived experience, whatever that may be. So begin by bringing to the forefront of your awareness the physical experience of breathing. Knowing as you breathe in, the quality of the breath. Is it long? Is it short? And knowing as you breathe out, the quality of the breath. And beginning by resting in the physical sensation of the breath. And as you sit, breathing, knowing the inhale, knowing the pause between the inhale and the exhale, knowing the exhale, and knowing the little pause between the exhale and the next inhale. Letting this fluid motion of the breath, these waves that rise and crest and decrease and start over again, become the object of the meditation. Just this body breathing. Now, inviting the mindfulness of breathing to move from the center of our awareness to the periphery, we now bring the body itself to the center. Breathing in, experiencing the whole body. Breathing out, experiencing the whole body. Becoming intimate with our experience of breathing throughout the body. if the mind should wander, it's not a problem. You just come back. There's something really juicy that wants to take us away from keeping our awareness on the breath. We just say, not now. And we return. And that moment of returning is itself mindfulness. It's something to feel good about. Staying with the cycle of the breath and feeling how that permeates the body. Breathing in, experiencing the whole body. Breathing out, experiencing the whole body. As natural as the tides and the moon. Waves of breath rippling through the body. Now the invitation is to continue with the rhythm of the breath in the periphery and having focused on experiencing the whole body, we now invite the breath to calm the body. Breathing in, calming the body. Breathing out, calming the body. Using the gentle rhythm of the breath as a source of calm throughout the body. Letting the mind still have mindfulness as its predominant quality. An open awareness, not looking for anything, not pushing anything away. The bright, soft clarity of receiving our experience of the body breathing and letting that be a source of calm. Breathing in, calming the body. Breathing out, calming the body. And exploring how it feels to calm the body. The beauty and the clarity of pure mindfulness. And the power of mindfulness to bring some measure of calm, tranquility. So continue exploring, letting go and relaxing of different parts of the body that may be a little bit tense. And if there is parts of the body that can't let go, finding some measure of calm with that. So being calm about not feeling calm physically. But if you can let go of some microscopic muscle here or there, or some big muscle here or there, notice how pleasurable that is. The sense of well-being that comes when we can relax. And our friend, mindfulness, keeping us on track. Anchored in the breath, anchored in the body, and simply aware. Breathing in, calming the body. Breathing out, calming the body. If we can have only one brief moment of being calm, then savor that. Rejoice in that. And now, from this pleasurable state of calm, breathing in, experiencing joy, breathing out, experiencing joy. And it's the joy of being present. Actually, just being right here with who we are, with what's happening in our body and our mind, there's joy to be found in being present. So letting the breath reveal the joy of being present. It may not be a big, huge joy, but even a small taste is worth savoring. The mind resting in the body, held by the waves of the breath, calm and joyful. And if somehow your heart is not available to joy right now, then the next step is happiness. And happiness is always available to us, because it's essentially contentment or ease. So we could be at the end of our life, or we could be in great pain. And it's possible to find some measure of contentment or ease with that. That whatever it is, it's okay. Sukha. Breathing in contentment, breathing out contentment. And savoring the wholesomeness of that.